The Gospel of John, chapter 16.
These things have I spoken to you, that you should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogues. Yes, the time comes that whoever kills you will think that he does God service. And these things will they do to you, because they have not known the Father, nor me. But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, you may remember that I told you of them. And these things I said not to you at the beginning, because I was with you. But now I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you asks me, where go you? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is beneficial for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine, and shall show it to you. A little while, and you shall not see me, and again a little while, and you shall see me, because I go to the Father.
Then said some of his disciples among themselves,
what is this that he said to us? A little while, and you shall not see me, and again a little while, and you shall see me, and because I go to the Father?
They said therefore,
what is this that he said? A little while, we cannot tell what he said.
Now Jesus knew that they were desirous to ask him, and said to them,
do you inquire among yourselves of that I said, a little while, and you shall not see me, and again, a little while, and you shall see me? Truly, truly, I say to you, that you shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice, and you shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. A woman, when she is in labor, has sorrow, because her hour is come, but as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembers no more the anguish. For joy that a man is born into the world, and you now therefore have sorrow. But I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man takes from you. And in that day you shall ask me nothing. Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Till now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. These things have I spoken to you in parables, but the time comes when I shall no more speak to you in parables, but I shall show you plainly of the Father. At that day, you shall ask in my name, and I say not to you that I will pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came out from God. I came forth from the Father, and I am come into the world again. I leave the world, and I go to the Father.
His disciples said to him,
see, now speak you plainly, and speak no parable. Now we are sure that you know all things, and need not that any man should ask you. By this we believe you came forth from God.
Jesus answered them,
do you now believe? Behold, the hour comes, yes, is now come, that you shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.